What a wonderful coincidence it is this year, this calendar year, that on this vigil of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is tomorrow, that we also have this wonderful feast of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the patroness of this parish and shrine. And of course, in the old days, if there ever were any such thing as a good old days, this church would be packed. And now, instead, we have cuatro gatos, as we say in Spanish, four cats. We should have brought Honeycat and Flory and Honeycat and Fluffy Cat over, and then we have had six cats. But anyway, that's the way it is. It is a sign of the times. The world has forgotten about God. The world has forgotten the Blessed Mother. And of course, when I say the world, I'm talking about Catholics. Other religions, they couldn't care less about Jesus or the Blessed Mother or the Ascension or anything else. I'm talking about Catholics. Every excuse in the book. So, needless to say, I am not amused. But we need to close our eyes to that and see the fact that, for instance, last night and tonight in Fatima in Portugal, there were hundreds of thousands of the faithful in the beautiful, beautiful candlelight procession in which we also, some of us here, have participated. But of course, this area is a Protestant and Masonic area. There are no such processions. And so that's that. But we can look at the others and be inspired by their devotion that they have to the Blessed Mother and to our Lord. And of course, on this day too, as I said, is the last day of the main part of the season of Easter. After this, we are marching and marking time towards the feast of Pentecost. And of course, Friday, this Friday, the day after tomorrow, we begin the novena commanded by our Lord to Our Lady and the apostles and disciples to pray to the Holy Spirit to come upon us. And more than ever, we need to pray to the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to enliven us, to fill us with the fire of divine love, that we are so lethargic and so asleep and so careless about our salvation. And so we don't know what will happen. I can only speak for myself. You can speak for yourselves. But the rest, who knows? But today we honor Our Lady of Fatima. She came to bring us great love and messages from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And of course, to inspire us to pray more often and more assiduously the Holy Rosary, which is after the Mass and along with the Stations of the Cross during Lent, the most important and more efficacious of the prayers of the Church. To inspire us to pray for peace. And I'm not talking about political peace and wars, though that was part of the original message, because she appeared at the end of World War I. But we are praying for peace among our own people. The Church is divided asunder, bishop against bishop. She foretold this. Cardinal against cardinal. Cardinals against the Pope. The Pope against the cardinals. That is the kind of peace that Our Lady wants us to reestablish in the Church. And then, of course, we need to pray for the peace between ourselves and God, the reconciliation that must take place for us to be truly sorry for our sins. Not just to say it, but to be truly sorry for our sins. And of course, among those things which she has prescribed not the only, is that we go to communion on the first Saturday of every month. Now, does it mean that she wants us not to go to communion on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and so forth, or every Sunday? Not at all. But the first Saturday of every month is particularly dedicated to her. Just as this shrine and every family or person who is a parishioner of this shrine or wishes to be a parishioner of this shrine must be dedicated to her. And so tonight, as we celebrate these mysteries, we give thanks to God. We have begun, as we do every evening, with the Holy Rosary. And then, of course, after Mass, immediately after Mass, we will have the novena that we say every Saturday in honor of Our Lady of Fatima with the blessing of the sick. And so we give thanks to God that He has sent us His Holy Mother, a prophet indeed for our times, who is still giving us the message of Fatima that goes forth and goes far and wide till the end of time. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.